Hello Capricorn, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, June the 4th. With Venus opposing your ruling planet Saturn, there is a great deal of caution around you now when it comes to love or money, and I think that's a really good thing. The problem with your stars have been, in fact for a lot of stars around you, is that things have been out of control. You may have been, following a steady path, but other people might not have, and they've rocked your boat a little. But today is a day to think things through carefully. Here's your Sunday, stars. There's a new moon in the sign of Gemini. This is all about your health, and over the next 2 weeks your health should be uppermost in your mind. Whether you need to go and get yourself checked out, or if you're going to have something done, like an operation or an examination, all good, because that's what needs to happen now. Or if you're fine, then somebody around you may need these things doing. But the next 2 weeks is really all about you getting your health. Here's your Monday, stars. Sun conjunct Venus in your sixth house of work and business is excellent. If you are a Capricorn who has artistic or creative gifts or talents, it's time to bring them to bear now. They're so welcomed by the planets, because these stars really are great if you want to start a business or go after a job where you can really show your gifts and talents to the full. Here's your Tuesday, stars. The moon's in Cancer, so it's all about relationships, and most of them could be under the cosh. So whether it's a business partnership or a love affair, you do need to take it easy today, because things just are, well, they're all kind of crazy and volatile and all over the place. I suppose, really, if you're a single Capricorn, you're in the best position, because at least you are in control of your destiny now, whereas everybody else is blown and buffeted by the person they're with. Here's your Wednesday, stars. Moon and Mars, this is good. And if you're wanting to look towards future plans and get your show on the road, then it's excellent, but Mars is moving backwards. So a retrograde planet means looking back over a situation rather than driving forward. It's a bit like having to reverse a car to load it up before you can then go on some big journey. And what you need to load yourself up with is ideas and aspirations and plans for the future. Here's your Thursday, stars. Mercury opposes Mars today. This shouldn't be too bad because you are a Capricorn, but nonetheless, don't get carried away. And if you are your usual let's wait and see sort, somebody around you isn't. Somebody around says, oh, I wish you'd get off your backside and start doing things. No, you're playing it right by not doing things like that. It's certainly a problem where young people are concerned, young males, young teenagers, because they really do need, a firm hand. And here's your Friday, stars. With the moon in Leo in aspect to both Uranus, Mars and Mercury, there's a number of things that you need to do now, and it all revolves around authority and anything connecting you with officialdom. So don't try to play the system. Don't think people are fools. If you've got something that has got red tape coloured across it, around it, then deal with it, because it has to be done sometime, and sooner's better than later.
This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.